The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and are not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
Hello, everybody!
I've got sunshine on a cloudy day. When it's cold outside, I've got the month of May.
Here's what's coming up on today's experience. It's Dr. Dave's Devotional Diamonds of the Day, also known as DDDDDs, where my daily devotions become some of our spiritual reflections. Sound effects placed throughout the show which have nothing to do with life, but the Bible teaches there's a time to laugh, and we get ours for free. Nothing like quality. The review of the goofy news, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think, we hope. Before this introduction is over, life lessons for our faith that we could actually use, probably won't if we sit on our blessed assurance. What? Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? Because the Lord God Almighty said, David, do radio. That's why. Also, Bible trivia for fake and yet somehow real cool prizes, your phone calls, and more. Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is Dr. David Spoon. I'll be your host for the next 5,400,000 milliseconds, which is quite a few of those. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. Here is the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen, and we don't care. But for the next few minutes, I want to talk biblical truth with you. So here we go. We're asking questions about living life as a Christian. That thing there. Here's your question. Get ready. Get your brain ready. Get your heart ready. Get your mind ready. Get yourself ready. What can you do to bless somebody this week? What can you do to bless somebody this week? What can you do? Can you pray for them? Can you talk to them, encourage them, send them an email, send them a note, send them a text? What can you do to bless somebody this week? That's the question we're asking. If you have a response to that, or an opinion, or a comment, or a thought, or a question, we don't want it to die of loneliness, but we will also tell you, I don't think our phones are working. I'm not sure. Let me check. Are our phones working, Jam and Jacob?
Not at the moment. I'm working on it right now.
The phones are not working. The internet is not working. The apps are not working. Praise the Lord. The Lord only allows that which he allows for purposes that bring glory to his name. And you can know that it's not like, oh, I'm so happy none of that's working. No, that's not the case. But God has a plan, and this is exactly where, for me and for you and for everything we go through, trust is the requirement. So if, in fact, you have a response to my question, what can you do to bless someone this week? What can you do? Can you call? Can you text? Can you email? Can you send a note? Can you let somebody know that you want to bless them, encourage them, strengthen them, pray for them? Can you intercede for them? If you have a response to that, or if you have an opinion on something else, a comment, a thought, or a question, you can't call us, but you can text us. That's right. The text works. You want to know why? Because it's on my phone. That's why. So you can text 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. One more time in case you're crying. Don't call this number, but you can text this number, 214 214- 210-840-8483. You can also send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. That's David, that's my name, David, at, A with a circle, He Must Increase, from He Must Increase, I Must Decrease, and He Must Increase Ministry, but from John 3:30.org, because we're a nonprofit corporation. So david@hemustincrease.org. If you send an email or you text 214-210-8483, you can engage in the show. We know the radio is a little staticky. We are sorry. We will ask the Lord, as we have done before, to please give us a little grace in that. But if he so decides not to, we have confidence that his will be magnified and done. His name will be glorified, and we will put our trust in him. So if you want to respond to that, the question, you got anything else you want to share, we encourage you to do that. In the meantime, even though you can't talk to him, I just want you to know that you can always send a message to him through our email, through our text directly. I just want you to be aware that the guy that's helping me do the show, well, that guy's name is Jammin' Jacob. When you're dealing with Jammin' Jacob, it's like the same feeling you get that you are confident that you have done your very best. Hello.
Thank you, David. Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday to you, my friend. So we have another challenge right before us. Can you explain to the folks what it is that we think is going on?
So the internet is currently out, and the phones work with the internet. So because of that, the phones are currently down as well, unfortunately.
Okay, but people can still text, and they can still email, and we're still doing a show, and it will be recorded. Is that correct? It would still be recorded.
Yes, still being recorded like normal. Everything on that end is working.
Okay, good to know. So we're not going to quit. We're not going to give up. What we're going to do is move forward in faith. That's what you do. So here we go. A couple things I want to bring up to you. I got a testimony from Jimmy. Jimmy Moon, a lot of people don't know Jimmy, he listens to the show. I thought this was a very interesting testimony. He was on his way to work yesterday. He sent this to me via text. I didn't get a chance to share it yesterday. He was on his way to work, and he was there going to work, and his phone never rang, but he missed a call from his daughter, who was at school. So he called the school, and nobody knew what was going on. Nobody knew what was taking place. And so nobody knew what was happening. He finally got a voicemail from her. After he prayed for her, I was like, Lord, what's going on? She called me. Nobody knows what's going on at school. And then he prays for her. And then she texted him right after that, telling him that she was okay. She had actually passed out. And so he knew something was going on somewhere inside of him, and the Lord protected his daughter, and he prayed, and that had an impact on her being well, and she's fine. But boy, oh boy, if you're a parent and you know something's going on, your child tries to reach you, and you call the school, and you can't get a hold of the school, and they can't find the child, wow. But by the grace of God, Jimmy's daughter, A-okay. Having her checked out and making sure everything's good. See, you think of that and you think, well, how's that a praise report? Because something much worse could have happened. Jimmy's praying, and bam, the Lord is putting grace around her, keeping her safe and keeping her well, and then keeping Jimmy's heart at peace. That's pretty good stuff right there. Additionally, I want to point out that we're going to pray for our very own Angelina. I did get a text from Rosalyn today, and actually Angelina's doing a little better, which is like amazing because they thought she was departing. I have not heard from Keith. I'm still praying, trying to reach out to him, calling him, sending texts, but I don't know how to get a hold of him because I don't know exactly where he's at. So we want to keep praying for our very own Keith Oakley, but as well, we want to pray for Angelina that perhaps the Lord will allow her more time and that her time will be quality time. The last two things we're going to pray for is Shell has a friend named Sam, and Sam's wife, Livia, had a stroke. And Sam's not really strong enough to help her, so we want to pray for Sam and healing for him, but for Livia and her recovery from a stroke. So let's just lift all these things up in prayer. Take your faith, combine it with mine, right? And let's take our faith and petition the Lord. Let's do it. Father, we come before you right now in the name of Jesus. And you have purposes and plans and wisdoms and ways way past our understanding. You even teach us in Deuteronomy 29:29, the secret things belongeth unto the Lord. And you are always operating on our behalf because you're awesome and you love us. We look at it and we scratch our heads. We look up to you and we try and figure it out. But you're always working in our best interests. And we want to thank you for that. We want to thank you for everything that you have brought us through. We are not worthy of one second of it, but we so appreciate it. Lord, we want to thank you for Jimmy Moon's daughter. That's pretty cool, Lord, having him pray, having her reach out then, having her be safe. We want to pray, Lord God, for our own Keith Oakley. Just want to know how he is. Maybe he's dancing with you now. I don't know. Just want to know how he is. Let there be grace around him and his family. If he's in your presence, there's nothing but grace. We lift up Angelina to you, Lord, and we're just hearing she's getting a little stronger, a little better, doing a little better. And so, Lord, we are asking you, we are petitioning you. If she has more time yet, let it be quality time and give a fullness to her recovery. And we lift up Shell's friends, Sam and Livia. Sam needs strength to help. Livia having a stroke. You are the healer. You are Jehovah Rapha, the Lord God that heals. Bring your healing power for Livia. Bring your healing power and strengthening for Sam. And let Shell continue to pray and petition and bless and guide and watch over these, our very family members. We pray this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, our Savior, and the King of Kings. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Okie dokie. So as you might have heard or might have figured out, the internet not doing so well today. Could be the winds, the phone not working, the apps not working, the radio working with a little grungy noise. That's okay. We can get through this. And I'll tell you why. Oh, my goodness. We're in Psalm 62. Now, as you noticed, I have taken this piece by piece by piece. This psalm is so phenomenal. I'm encouraging you to do a deep dive into Psalm 62 as we're going to pick it up in verse 7 of Psalm 62. It says this, "In God is my salvation and my glory. In God is my salvation and my glory." Now, I've warned you in this psalm, I've told you, taking this piece by piece by piece, and you're thinking, why? This psalm is David's resolve when he's waiting for the salvation of God. Have you ever been in a situation where you're waiting for God to bail you out, to get you through? And how we wait is a great indication of our faith. How we wait. Did you hear that? How we wait is an indication of our genuine faith. Are we waiting in anxiety? Are we waiting in frustration? Are we waiting in disappointment? Are we waiting because we are asking God to pick up the pace because his timing is slow to us, but perfect in the universe? Are we waiting in the peace that passes all understanding to keep our hearts and our minds secure? Are we waiting and thereby doing it with the right spirit and having our strength renewed? David says, in God is my salvation and glory. God is our salvation. I want to point this out to you because we do, by the grace of God for us, live in a phenomenal country. We have phenomenal freedoms. I don't think people recognize that this country, America, totally stands in its own place, not by wealth, but by the independence or freedom that people have, not being as oppressed by the government. You think we're being oppressed by the government? Try governments that kill people when they don't respond immediately. That's what goes on around the world. We're in a phenomenal country. And in our country, there is a much, much deep, I want to say a very deep spirit of we can. Now, this was founded in, yes, it was founded on Judeo and Christian principles. No matter what the atheists say or politicians or the media or anybody else, it's so ridiculous. Even in our very founding document, it talks about our creator, not our evolution. It's just so silly. And in our country, with that good that comes another side to that. It's a side of pride. It's a side of arrogance. It's a side of I can do anything because I can attitude. Well, I've got a message for you. It's not up to us to rescue ourselves. Did you know that? Did you know that? There are many times where the Lord works in partnership within you. There's many times where the Lord will encourage you, and there's times where the Lord will do it, and you're not even a part of it, that the battle is the Lord's. And it's not up to us to rescue ourselves or to get her done, get her done. I know that there are times where people sit on their blessed assurance. I put it in the intro in the show every day. But there's an issue that's important, and that is total self-reliance thinking is opposed to scriptural calls to be dependent on the Lord God Almighty. I am the captain of my destiny. No, you're not. One lightning bolt will change that. He is our salvation. We are not our salvation. He is our glory. When we glory in ourselves, we defy the Almighty and we become God. When we glory in the Lord, the entire universe is in the right order. And I want to make sure you understand this because this has been taught, but of course taught inappropriately. This saying, God helps those who help themselves. No, he doesn't. People that help themselves and do things independently, if throughout Scripture have found themselves in the receiving end of the judgment of God. That's ridiculous. God helps those who depend on him and have faith in him and trust in him and walk with him and love him and honor him. I'm not telling you to be absent of confidence. I'm telling you to have the confidence because you're connected to the Lord. I'm telling you to have the confidence because of your partnership. For apart from God, not one breath would you breathe. And this overachieving self-reliant attitude, oh, you got to be dependent on the government. Oh, you got to be dependent on yourself. Oh, you got to be dependent. Those are both wrong. You are supposed to be dependent on the Lord. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. Not self, not government, not anything. So it's really important for us to grasp that and understand that. And so David's saying, in God is my salvation and my glory. Wait, we got to do the rest of the verse. That's the first part of the verse. Here's the rest. In God is my salvation and my glory. The rock of my strength. Again, emphasizing dependence for strength. Who is the rock of your strength? Yes, you need to encourage yourself, but you encourage yourself in the Lord. Why so downcast, O my soul? put your hope in God, David said. Where was he putting that hope? In God. And so he goes on to say, you're the rock of my strength. Just absolutely important to understand this dependence position. It's so important for type A personalities like me to recognize that it's not all about us or me getting things done. It's awesome that we have the drive within us, but I'll just ask you this question. Where does the drive come from? It comes from the Creator. It all comes from the grace of God. Why is that, Dave? So that we can take, get ready, no credit. What? 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 29, that no flesh will glory before his presence. Do you know why this is important? Because from a universal perspective, when all of the created beings, all of the elements of all of the universe are standing before God, not one entity of existence will be able to stand in defiance and say, I did this, because it will be a lie. And the last big shot that did that got cast to the earth and is still stuck here doing the bidding of the true king of the universe. So it's important for us to understand that we can't take credit, that God gets the glory. You know what we can do? Here's what we can do. This is how we're supposed to do it, what we're supposed to do. We can give the praise. You might not take the credit because you're not supposed to, but we can give the praise and give the credit where the credit is due, which, by the way, is a verse, credit to where credit is due. Then David pens verse 8, trust him at all times, you people. Okay. This is one of the most profound and challenging truths for each and every one of us who calls ourselves a Christian, each Bible-believing, born-again Christian, Spirit-led, Bible-grounded. The Bible is the Word of God. We believe God created the universe. He can write a book. We want to walk under the influence and follow the teachings of the truth of God's Word, which is Genesis 1:1 to Revelation 22:21, about 780,000 words, about 32,000 chapters, 66 books. Right? Actually, it's 1,200 chapters and 32,000 verses. Sorry, got that backwards. Anyway, the bottom line is simply this. David says, trust him at all times, you people. This for me, this is hard sometimes. I have these really good moments. I do. I have these really good moments that I trust in the Lord fully. And then there's these other things where certain things happen and certain feelings emerge and certain thoughts emerge. And then my all the time trust is not operating all the time. I trust him. Unfortunately, that trust wavers. But the scripture commands us, listen to this, urges us, pleads with us to trust him always. What is Proverbs 3, 5, and 6? Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. So David says, trust in him at all times. And then he says this. You can't close this out any better than this. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. He winds down the rest of verse 8, and he says, pour out your hearts before him. God is a refuge. And I've talked to people, countless people, and I've engaged with countless people, and I love so many. There's a couple people that are, you know, kind of goofball heads. You know that. I mean, that's just true. But I love a lot of people and have a lot of confidence for a lot of people, but I can never trust any human being, not even myself, the way that I can trust God with my deepest and darkest burdens, issues, understandings. I can't trust anybody the same way I can trust the Lord. I bring those things before the Lord. I pour them out before him because, get this, and listen to what I'm going to tell you, because God can hold them and he can keep them. And it doesn't change his opinion of me. God alone knows. And even though he knows, he still loves us. When you come before the Lord and you pour it out before God, when you drop it right there, you know exactly what I'm talking about. When you're in that moment and you share all of it, God is able to not only hold it, he not only keeps it, but he doesn't change towards you and I when we share it. That's why we should pour everything that's inside of us upon him. Because he has made the commitment that he will never fail us. He will never abandon us. He will never leave us. Get this, he can hold you. He can hold it. He can hold what you share. He can keep to him what you share with him and never change, not even a millisecond, of how he feels about you. How powerful are these two verses? In God is my salvation and my glory, the rock of my strength, and my refuge is in God. Trust in him at all times, you people, for God is a refuge for us. Hallelujah. Amen. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Going to take a short break, then come back. Don't go anywhere.
What is the David Spoon Experience, you say? I'll put it to you like this. Do you love a good joke that's pretty bad?
What do you call an animal that doesn't practice what it preaches? A hippocritopotamus. Come on.
Do you love being able to ask questions, comments, or having someone to pray for you?
If you have an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, we don't want it to die of loneliness. We want it to have a chance.
And last but not least, do you love some trivia?
All right, we got our trivia question. Who made clothes out of leaves that were sewed together? Somebody want to answer the trivia question? Oh, okay, hold on. Here you go. This is David. Who am I talking to?
We're talking to Mary.
This is Al.
This is Brother Ace.
This is Eric.
This is Deborah.
Now, if that doesn't make you curious, maybe you should tune in and check it out for yourself.
Think of me as the big brother that won't go away.
That's me.
Tune in to the David Spoon Experience weekdays at 1:30 p.m. on 770 KAAM.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 1, Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. What happens when he stops following Christ? You stop following him. And what about 2 Corinthians 2:14? Not that we rule over your faith, Paul said. What? Not that we rule over your faith. So this whole notion that there's this authority structure and that people have to obey, because if they don't obey in every nuance, they're going to be, you know, zapped or whatever. Ours was better. You know what our story was? Ken told the story about past congregations he had, how about people who disobeyed him and spoke evil about them and how God killed them. That's what he told us. In fact, it was true that somebody out of the 110 people out of his three previous churches, we'll just leave that there. One person did die. Wow, one out of 110. They picked up a hitchhiker on their way to Flagstaff, Arizona. Hey, I pastored in Flagstaff. And the hitchhiker ended up killing the guy because the guy was a mental case. But Ken used that after his church was closed 15 years later, saying, see?
What? But we were too dumb to know.
So now you have the same guy that told us how to attack a Christian leader, telling us we can no longer attack Christian leaders unless he, the anointed of God, gives us permission. He's in charge, and we can't challenge him or question him. And, oh, by the way, if we talk about the anointed or touch the prophets of God, God will kill us, and he's him. So he's the one of the anointed, so we can't touch him. Even though none of that is scriptural, none of that is right, and all of that is wackadoodle.